Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today we're taking a detour. We're diving into the fascinating world of Android bankers. Well, not quite. It's about whether AI can dream of, or rather predict, financial crises.
Hold on, AI bank supervisors. That sounds like a recipe for a sci-fi dystopia, not a podcast topic. This is intriguing, though. What's the gist?
So, the European Banking Authority, the EBA, is exploring using AI, specifically things like random forests and neural networks, to automate bank supervision. Imagine algorithms poring over data instead of humans.
That sounds ambitious, but effective? Can an algorithm really replace a seasoned financial regulator?
Well, the initial results are kind of promising. They found that using breaches of supervisory concern levels as training data points, rather than actual bank failures, allows for a more robust model. It's like predicting near misses rather than just the crashes. Interesting, right?
I see. So it's a step forward. But isn't there a fundamental problem with this approach? Financial crises often arise from unpredictable factors, things that haven't happened before. How can an algorithm anticipate something it's never seen?
Exactly. It's the rearview mirror problem. The models are great at spotting past patterns, but completely blind to new threats. And guess what? Those new threats are brewing right now, especially in the unregulated, non-bank financial institution sector.
Oh boy, that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. So, are we doomed to repeat history?
Not necessarily. The article mentions another interesting development. Researchers at the ECB are linking trade data with limited hedge fund info to create a sort of leverage gauge. Got it? It's like piecing together a puzzle with incomplete pieces, but it's a start.
So more data is the key? But isn't that also a double-edged sword? More data collection means more regulatory burden, which no one wants.
Absolutely. It's a balancing act. We need enough data to make sense of things, but not so much that it stifles innovation. The article suggests that as AI improves, it might be able to extract meaningful insights from even smaller data footprints. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, interesting. It sounds like the dream of AI-powered bank supervision is still alive, even if it's facing some major hurdles.
For sure. It's a complex issue with no easy answers, but it's definitely something to watch. This has been Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time with more insights into the world of cooking and technology, hopefully. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.